Track 3, Bob's Brain Teaser Quiz. Now, before we embark on this month's quiz, which is about 90s pop music, we can clear up a couple of things from last time. You may remember that there was some head-scratching as to the whereabouts of two of Norwich's three stations, Norwich Victoria and Norwich City. Well, we're very grateful to Margaret Hare of Norwich, who has clarified this for us. She tells us that it was Victoria Station, which was at the top of St Stephen's, more or less where the Marsh Building now is. She says it did have passengers, but she can remember that it was bombed in 1942. She can also remember seeing people collecting coal around there in the harsh winter of 1947. And I know there did used to be a coal yard where Sainsbury's now is, because I lived in a house which overlooked the depot. Not the greatest of views. As for City Station, well, if you go to the bottom of Grapes Hill, travel along Barn Road past Hyme Street, City Station was just off the roundabout. Probably where Halfords is now, I would imagine. Margaret says that she went from City Station to King's Lynn once during the war. So very many thanks to Margaret for all that information. And I bet you always do well in our quizzes, Margaret. But I'm afraid we can't put this month's quiz off any longer, so back to the questions. Is it a good idea, I wonder, to have the quiz questions so early on in the proceedings? It means that we have the dread of the answers hanging over us the whole time. Or is that just me? I have to hold up my hands and say now that I am way out of my comfort zone with this one. I hope you're all happier with it.
It's a big welcome to you all, and the dance floor is filling up faster than the list of Tory MPs refusing to stand again. It's the 1990s pop artists and hits quiz. Well, you know the drill. This is the questions track, and later on we will have the answers. So feel free to listen again and go on, make a guess. Well, the 90s, shoegazing indie tracks, big boy bands, glam girl groups, film musicals, songs just put into a film for, well, no apparent reason, and international stars made with just one hit. So let's start with question number one. Whitney Houston's rendition of I Will Always Love You shot into the charts in 1992, after it was featured in which Hollywood film? And question number two. According to Natalie Imbruglia in 1997, Nothing's Right, I'm... What? I'll read that again. According to Natalie Imbruglia in 1997, Nothing's Right, I'm... What? And question number three. Irish singer Sinead O'Connor had a big chart hit in 1990, but with which song, written by Prince? And question number four. Who was the lead guitarist in The Stone Roses? And question number five. Which song by Manchester band James was the lead song in the 1999 American Pie film soundtrack? And question six. We're over halfway, though, so hang on in there. Name the Bryan Adams song that was featured in the film Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, and spent 16 weeks at the top of the UK charts in 1991. Question 7. In 1995, the Beatles released their anthology albums, featuring rare and never-before-heard demos. But what was the name of the new song that they released ahead of these albums? Question 8. How many members were in the Backstreet Boys? Well, I think that means how many people, not... And question number 9. Who is the lead singer of Pearl Jam? And finally, I can hear you breathe out loudly. Question 10. Radiohead sang about fake plastic what? My word, this has to be the most difficult quiz we have had. I'd rather one about elements on the periodic table than this, and I actually know absolutely nothing about the periodic table, except it isn't periodic, and It isn't a table. Well, I'll be back later to torment you with the answers. Bye for now.
Thank you, Sam. Let's give our brains a break for the moment.